T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll talk a little basketball with Tony's buddy Chris McGee, Spectrum Sports LA. The Lakers, can they keep up with the Clippers?
Talking some NBA basketball, Los Angeles Lakers, and from Spectrum Sportsnet LA, one of our favorites, Chris McGee, joins us here on Gwynn and Chris on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Chris, how are things? Finally settling down a little bit after a crazy week or so.
Yes, things are great. I have my daughter and her friends here, and we got the day off, and we're just having a party here during the day, you know?
Yeah. I bet there wasn't a party Friday night, though, in Lakerland. And I'm not – it's not because of total disappointment, but obviously there had to be some thinking that Kawhi Leonard was going to choose the Lakers, but there was no thinking, right, that he was going to choose the Clippers and go cross town.
Well, it's funny you said it that way, because it was kind of crazy, and it was – Friday, right before I went to bed, unfortunately, I saw the Woj bomb, and that cost me about 2.5 hours, 3 hours of sleep. That's when you get into the rabbit hole. You know what's interesting, guys? Honestly, for a year, we all knew he was going to the Clippers. It was 100%. Yeah. And then you get duped. You start to read things, and you start to hear things, and all of a sudden the Lakers are in play. And even though I kept saying, he's not coming, you started to go, man, but it makes sense. Like, play with AD for the rest of your career. Load management. You have other stars with you. Like, it started to make a lot of sense to me. And you can convince yourself it's going to happen. And, well, but what about Toronto? But I knew the Clippers. It was just funny, because all we heard all year, I mean, even during the season, was he's going to the Clippers. So it was like a foregone conclusion. And then you get so wrapped up for 7 straight days, like we're around the clock, ready to go on air. You know, you're just looking at Twitter the whole time. You kind of drove yourself crazy talking about it with every friend, people you see, you know, at the beach or whatever. So it was really crazy. It's funny the way you put it, because, like, it did hit me Friday night. It was like, oh, my God, wait, Paul George? Like, that was the part that killed me, right? It was like, wait, Paul George is going to the hated Clippers? So then I went down the rabbit hole. And you know what? It was the next morning, I think, I woke up and I was like, listen, it was always a stretch. Time to move on. You got AD. It's going to be awesome. So I kind of came around the next morning.
Geeter, what? So let's talk about the shift or the pivot that the Lakers had to make after Kawhi Leonard lets them know he's going to the Clippers. Rob Pelinka, who I felt like got a raw end of the deal when all of the scuttle happened with Magic, and he, all of a sudden Rob doesn't have any idea what he's doing up there. But he pivots really quickly. He makes some big signings, I think. He brings on Danny Green, who's going to be a capable defender and shooter. He brings on Avery Bradley, amongst some of the guys they had last year. What did you think about the pivot from Rob Pelinka making the moves to quickly fill this roster and really add some serious depth that I don't know if the Lakers seen in a while?
Yeah, Tony, I'm glad you've used that word pivot. I think that's a great word to use. I might steal it for my own show. I think I think that is what happened, right? I mean, it's funny because we spent the better half of a month kind of getting ready for free agency, and Danny Green was at the top of our list. Now, that was before we thought Kawhi, we even had a chance. So we were spending the whole time debating on our shows, do you want to give the max slot to just one guy like a Kyrie or a Jimmy Butler, or do you want to spread it around? I was always under the spread it around camp. I said, yeah, I would give it to Kawhi or Clay, but nobody else. Danny Green was at the top of my list. Now, did they overpay for him at 32 years old? Maybe, but that cap space has to go somewhere. So for me to be able to land him immediately was great, and I think he hit it on the head. There's definitely depth. Now, listen, there's questions.
Yeah.
There's challenges that I have with this roster. We'll have to see how it meshes, but they are as deep as they've been in a long, long time, guys. So that's the part for me that's going to be fun.
Yeah, Lakers got a lot of guys. Kawhi's going to the Clippers, but the Lakers got him, seemed like everybody else. Chris McGee is with us from Spectrum Sportsnet LA, covers the Lakers. How do you see the Laker lineup looking? I mean, I'm reading things that are – causing me to double take, like LeBron James is going to start at point guard.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't believe that's possible. It just seems kind of weird when you've got Rondo on the club and some other guys. So yeah. It's early, and we don't know how it's all going to play out with Frank Vogel. But how do you see what they have now kind of meshing, and what kind of lineup do you see the Lakers going with right now?
Well, it's funny, Chris, on our shows, we have this lineup board, right? And we can, you know, you've seen it on ESPN probably too. It's like, you know, you mix and match and put guys everywhere. And we were doing it last night. And there's so many combinations. But a big part of what we did last night was, okay, so LeBron James is starting at point guard. Now, he's always kind of initiated the offense. But this is different if you start him at point guard and you start Boogie Cousins and AD. All of a sudden, you start to look and say, okay, well, that means Kuz is coming off the bench, right? Because you can't have Kuz, LeBron, AD, and JaVale. It's impossible because who's going to guard the guards? Danny Green's only one person. So you need to have another guard out there. So you start to think, okay, if LeBron's running the point, you got to have a KCP or Avery Bradley starting with Danny Green so they can guard CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard or Patrick Beverly and Lou Williams, right? Because it just doesn't make sense. So it is really interesting. I think if you were to go with, let's just say you go with LeBron, Danny Green, Boogie, AD, and let's say one of those other guards. All of a sudden, your second unit looks pretty fun, right? Like Quinn Cook, maybe Rondo or Caruso, JaVale McGee, Kuz coming off the bench as that fifth man. It starts to look pretty fun. So I think there's a ton of combinations. I think you also said an important thing that I'm going to keep saying on our shows is a lot's going to change, right? I mean, we haven't even seen how these guys work yet together. Who knows? Maybe a guy like Jared Dudley can play, you know, can come off the bench like he did in Brooklyn and give you 15 minutes and hit a couple threes a game. So it's going to be really interesting. To me, the biggest thing, guys, that I look and I say, not a lot of downhill guys, not a lot of ball handler type guys outside of LeBron, Caruso, Rondo, the point guard. So for me, I'm really interested to see how that mixes. I do like, because who's going to be running that pick and roll? I mean, you're just going to have one guy do it the whole time. You know, the thing with, like, when you have multiple guys that can handle the ball, you got different areas you can attack from and different guys that can run that pick and roll. But the flip side is I do like our shooting and our spot up guys way more than last year. So it's going to be interesting to see how Vogel wants to play.
Yeah, this roster certainly looks like it's going to be a methodical type offense, yeah, where they're not getting up and down.
It's different, right?
Yeah.
It's different.
That's different than we've seen, especially under Luke Walton, who liked to get the ball up and down. If the Lakers are to have success, and when I say success, we're talking top four seeds in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're talking NBA title.
But by the way, they have to be now, right, guys?
No.
Like, that's the expectation.
Right, they got it. They got a
top four.
They got a 2-year window with the guys that they have just signed. So they got at least those 2 years. Now, if the Lakers are to advance deep into the playoffs, aside from AD, LeBron, and Kuz, who I think you kind of know what you're going to get from those guys, who has to have the big year?
I am so intrigued by Boogie Cousins. Yeah. I mean, I love it for the money. If that makes sense. Like, I love that you can just get him for a year at a cheap price and go low risk, high reward. I think I've been a little more excited the last 24 hours. I sent my buddy Bruce Frazier, everyone that calls him Q. He's one of the assistants up at the Warriors, right? He's a guy that's got the beard, good guy, sits behind Steve, and he's always working out Steph Curry. I would say he's the most famous fourth assistant in the world. But I told him, give me a quick Boogie, like, kind of scouting report. It was really interesting. He was like, listen, he's a great guy. He's moody, just like a lot of basketball players, but, like, he can play make, like, high IQ. He said some things that I was like, wow, I wasn't thinking along those lines. And he was like, it's a really good gamble. And he said, and he knows it, right? Like, he has to have a good leadership.
Right,
so
right.
Him with, like, LeBron and AD, like, I'm starting to like it more than I think. Like, I had friends who were like, we got to get Boogie. And he wasn't really on my mind much, to be really honest with you guys. I was more thinking, like, well, what about Marcus Morris? You know, get another forward in there. But then when they got Boogie, I started to really grow on me. So he intrigues me the most. And to answer your question, you're right. Like, you know what you're getting from those guys. Kuz obviously has to shoot better from three, but – but Boogie, if Boogie has a year, and I don't mean before Achilles' year, that's crazy. He's going like 25-13, right?
Yeah.
But if he has a good year,
just what he was doing in Golden State before he got hurt again.
Yeah, right. Wasn't he 16-8 or something when he got
pretty good? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you guys off. Did I?
Oh, am I still here?
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, you cut out for a second.
Yeah, he said the quad was really the thing that slowed him down in that playoffs, right? So it was interesting. So, man, if he's just like, you know, 17 and 8, if he's just giving you those kind of like minutes and he's giving you boards and some defense and hitting three and be able to stretch the floor, then you're good, right? That's what I keep going back to. And I love Danny Green, guys. I think that's a big pick. You need to have those kind of guys to win, don't you?
Yeah. Every team's got one.
In every sport. Every sport. I feel like you got to have just those guys that can shoot 45% from three in a playoff, or like defend a guy and, you know, another wing and defend the Paul Georges of the world. Because, you know, I just feel like that's what you need to really win. So it's going to be interesting, man.
Agreed. Chris McGee, Spectrum Sportsnet, LA. I just wanted to sneak one more question in. I know you got to roll, we got to roll. But Lakers versus Clippers, just popularity in Los Angeles. To me, they've always been on completely different levels. Lakers way
not
up here,
close,
Clippers way down there. Is it still that way now that the Clippers have done this? Are the Lakers going to be fighting to maintain their superiority among the populace?
Well, I mean, you're never, ever going to, even if they win, they're never going to be more popular. It's just not, I don't know. And if you grew up here, then you know, like, it's just like literally growing up, I did not know one Clipper fan. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to have those fans come out of the woodwork.
He's right.
Jump on board. Yeah, for sure. Like, they're going to have fans. It's just never going to be, like, that battle's going to be more, you know, year to year and battling to see who's the better team. But in terms of like the fan base, it's just too crazy. It's too crazy. But man, they made a good move. I gotta give them credit. Yeah. You know,
good for
Jerry
them.
West,
they're definitely
again
gonna be battling.
Yeah, Jerry West, man. Yeah. That guy, you've got to watch out when Jerry West is involved. I think
know what's funny too? Give like Lawrence Frank, Winger, that whole staff, man, those guys deserve credit. Obviously Jerry's there, but like those guys pulled off a miracle, and Kawhi orchestrated it. You gotta tip your hat. You really do. They got a really good team. And by the way, guys, this is the first interview I've done since the season ended, so it's good to be back.
Oh, good to have you back, Ian.
Great to have you back, and we'll definitely have you on before the Lakers play the Clippers in the Western Finals next year.
It's like I had one final rose, and I decided to give it to you guys. It's a great moment.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
We appreciate it, Chris.
Have a great rest of your day off.
Anything for you guys. All right.
Appreciate
later,
it.
Later, homie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.